Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Love the way you love.
we're trying to keep. Tired of paying taxes, sending emails and faxes. Tired of crooked cops, tired of black folks complaining that crime don't stop. I wanna go to a place where lovers go, do the things that lovers do. No stress, a sweet caress from me to you. I wanna do the things we used to do, say the things we used to say, just let me. Every day, all day.
Far away from here, far away from here, far away from here.
Just jump in a taxi cab, pack a bag and get away.
How do you feel you did with the EP, Real?
I'm
really actually very proud of this EP. I mean, I had a lot of help from my team, Johnny Cabell and Twan the God, to really put it together the right way, because we had so many songs to narrow it down. And I'm really proud of what we put out.
Now, there's a lot of songs to choose from on the EP.
Mm-hmm.
The duet that you did, you actually did two songs with Sammy, but just the overall concept of the EP, you did an exceptional job. And I wanted to ask you, when you first went in the studio and started working on this project, did you already have a concept in mind as far as the direction you wanted the album to go?
I knew what I wanted to talk about, yeah, just some experiences I went through. And the song Real that I actually named the project after, I knew for sure that that was going to be one of the songs. And I was like, I really feel like every song is real to me or going to be real to somebody. So that's why we titled it Real.
You know what I find interesting in every female artist that I've had the pleasure of speaking with or conversing with on the show, they have said that the most important thing to them is to be respected as an artist. It's one thing to be looked upon as being beautiful or captivating, but at the same time, I want to be respected as an artist and also as a songwriter. Being in this industry, it is a business, first and foremost. Do you see things overall changing where female artists are given or rightly given the respect that they deserve as far as the amount of time and quality that they put into their work when they're working on a project?
I do think that it has changed a lot. I think that, I don't know when the shift happened, but we've definitely been getting a lot more respect as far as the work that we put in and the time that we take, because everybody does, you know, we put in the same amount of effort.
Songwriting. I like the name. I like the title, Songwriting. Everyone wish they could do it, but everyone can do it. And I've always felt to be, an exceptional artist. There's a level of transparency that you have to show when you are a songwriter. And it's a big difference between writing for yourself and writing for someone else. How have you been able to pull something out of another artist that you have written for and just kind of expand on their feelings or their transparency and just put it to music? Because a lot of people are very, when it comes to dealing with affairs of the heart or emotions, people are very guarded when it comes to relinquishing that level of power. How have you managed to do that and get that close with another artist?
That's a good question. I don't know. It always surprises me, because I've had artists actually cry after they hear a song I write. I think I just have like this, I can feel people's energy, especially if I'm in the studio with the artist. I kind of can like read their mind and know how they're feeling and what they want to say, even if they just tell me something about their life. And then I know how to translate it into what we're going to say on the record. And they were like, oh my God, that's what I wanted to say. So it just works out that way. And then even when I was growing up, I didn't know that artists had other songwriters. I didn't know that that was like even a career. I thought that everybody just wrote their own music. So when I got to Atlanta, I was like, oh, this is actually like the whole thing you can do. So I was already just writing songs anyway from my heart and from my experiences. So people would just hear those songs and be like, okay, I want that. And it wouldn't even have to be that. They just related to it anyway.
When you put yourself out there and give more of an insight on who you are, not just as an artist, but just as a person, and you receive the kind of the level of feedback that you receive saying, you know what, this particular song really touched me. I was going through the same thing. When you get that level of feedback from so many listeners, who people who are really vibing with your music, how does that make you feel as an artist?
That makes me feel great, because really that's the goal. Like, I write it for me and my friends and just people. I want everybody to be able to relate to it. I want them to be able to feel it. Like, that's always my goal, because when I listen to music, my favorite songs are the ones that I can relate to, that I can feel. So I always want the same end goal for my music.
Well, what makes you different from any other artist that's putting out music right now? Because the competition is very fierce. So what separates you?
I think that, I mean, this question is always funny. I just feel like everybody's just different, period, in life, unless you're just trying to mimic somebody. So I have, you know, custom runs that I do that might touch the heart, you know, the soul a little bit differently. I'm always going to have my songwriting. I think I have a great team now with Global Vision and D-Money Entertainment and my production team. So I think the team also is what makes up an artist different, because it can determine whether you get to the top or not. So,
you know what, I want to take it a step further. You have an artist that's, you know, thinking about getting in this business we call the music industry. And they want to pick your brain a little bit about the business aspect. Can you share with the audience out there how important it is, or how imperative it is, to have control over your career? More importantly, control over your masters, and making sure that you really have a lawyer that really is there to help you to understand or to navigate, as far as making sure that you don't sign any unscrupulous contracts where you're actually losing money instead of gaining money.
Right. I mean, that's the most number one important thing, even though it can get really exciting that someone is interested in you and they're like putting this paperwork, it's like, oh my gosh, it finally happened. You still want to always just take your time and get your lawyer and just work things out and be patient, because what's for you is for you. And, you know, you just have to realize that. And as far as like having your masters and just knowing your business, I mean, that's going to be the difference whether you're going to get these checks every quarter or whether you're just going to be sitting around looking at everybody else here. So, if you want these checks, now.
You know, it's amazing what I've seen, you know, transpire over the years, and a lot of young artists don't realize is that the money is being in, as far as the monetary value of being a songwriter is incredible. Mm-hmm. Also a producer, because now the artist will now make money going on tours. That's where they make their money at, going on tours, because they say, hey, I'm going to dress you up, I'm going to give you studio time, we're going to give you X amount of dollars. But then a naive artist that does not understand the business aspect, they don't realize, wait a minute, the money that they're giving you is no more than a loan. That money has to be paid.
They
got to
recoup.
They got to recoup that. Mm-hmm. Those clothes, those pretty clothes that you're wearing, that costs money. And how long did it take for you to really learn to understand the business aspect of this industry?
Well, I started off doing songwriting anyway, so I was already behind the scenes. So I got to watch a lot of artists that I worked with, what they were going through, the ups and the downs. Like, I got to watch Jacquees go from high school to where he's at now. I got to watch, like, Jacob Lattimore. You know what I'm saying? I got to watch a lot of these artists and what they went through. So I got to learn while I was behind the scenes writing, you know, for them, with them. So that kind of helped me out a little bit. I didn't have to go through anything too crazy.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you are a brand. And how far would you like to see your brand expand, as far as movies, television?
I mean, I just entertainment industry, period. And, you know, wherever God has planned for me, obviously, but I definitely have a big vision of, you know, being a very major artist and somebody very influential, you know, in this entertainment industry. You know, I definitely love movies, and I did start off acting and singing all at the same time, so that would be great too.
You
and
know,
do the whole soundtrack for it.
that's where the money is at. Very smart.
Right.
Absolutely. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does. We're being joined this afternoon with the super talented Kissy Lee. Lord have mercy. Debuting a new EP, of course. Real. I gotta ask you this. What I find so amazing in today's music is that the so many different avenues that an artist has a way to promote their music. I mean, there was a time, and I'm dating myself, where an artist had to go city to city, state to state, to promote their music, going to different radio stations. And now social media has been so advantageous for an artist to promote their music. for you, being an artist, how has social media helped you as far as being able to get your music out there, not only to the regular listeners that have been following you, but actually getting new listeners that are, again, that are really vibing to your EP?
Well, yeah, social media, I love it because it's just easier to connect with, like, the people who really support you. So, like, I comment back to everybody. I talk to people in the DMs. Like, it just feels, like, more personal, and it makes, you know, it feels like you're creating, like, friendships more so than just fans or whatever, and people become more, like, loyal and, like, really, like, waiting for the next song to drop. So I think social media is great, and, like, just even, like, with the TikToks, you can just show off, like, your whole personality, like, you're just different aspects of your life. And then I think, though, it's still going back to, like, where you do have to travel city to city and still be in people's face, because you don't want it to be just sitting in your house all day just posting pictures from your phone. Like, people want to see you in real life, too. It's like a good balance.
I find that rather ironic. Here we are at the beginning of 2020. What are some of your plans or some of your goals that you have set for yourself for the new year?
Well, one of my main goals is to definitely get on a major tour this year, or and also possibly do my own tour. That's definitely a big goal for this year, because I'll be dropping another project very soon, actually. And we'll be dropping some, I'll be dropping a lot of visuals this year, and just really you know, letting people know that I am the new face of R&B.
Lord have mercy, you heard it here first, family. The new face of R&B. So let's get into it. Yes, Lord, the very talented Kissy Lee with one of the many hit singles from her new album, of course, Real, with featuring Sammy with Only You, here in the zone of FBL Radio.
Baby, the way you give it to me, I'm gonna need that on the daily. Tell me why you got me catching feelings so fast. I like it like that. You hold me down with your love, and I don't wanna let up. Boy, I promise, yeah. Right between nose hips, I'ma make you what a faucet trip, trip, trip. My song game crazy, dick amazing. I'm just saying, I ain't playing it. All you need is sex without the complications. Girl, you feel so good, think you should have my baby. Let a nigga hit, baby girl, I'll go crazy. The world is mine, your pussy's mine, yeah, you're mine.
Kissy Lee, of course. Only You, featuring Sammy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, Let Your Fingers Do the Walking. The new EP is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And remember, family, to get all the coming and goings of Kissy Lee, why don't you stop by her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/ I am Kissy Lee. Also the same handle for Twitter. So make it happen. Let your first move be your best move. And a little bridge just told me, my queen, that you are currently working and shooting a new video for Cotton Candy. Lord have mercy. Can you tell the listeners what to expect from the new video?
Wait, Cotton Candy's already out. They can go
it's
look
out?
At that on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh my!
It's
goodness.
Out.
It's out. Okay. Okay.
But I am shooting another video for Real from the project.
Okay.
So that
okay.
video is actually coming up soon. I'm really excited about this one.
Okay. Well, hopefully, when you get some time, you will make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio and perform. And
yes.
Hey, when the music is ready, like Grandma's cookies, even if it's somewhat warm and a little soft. Send it to the teddy bear. We will definitely have you here first, my brother.
Oh, you know I got some.
My love, thank you so much for joining us. Much continued success, and think of us as your home away from home, okay?
Thank you so much.
God bless. The very talented Kissy Lee here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord, remember, the new EP, Real, is available as we speak. Got to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss, even when you're today, they're vibing here in the zone.
wonder, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool the anger from this mess that we made.
Deserve it, my lesson is learned.
here in the zone of the Low TL Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to Kissy Lee. Thank you, Mike Green, for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new EP, Real, available on all streaming formats. And for those who tuned in late and missed the interview, no need to fear. The Teddy Bear has you covered. Make sure you subscribe to our iHeartRadio and also Spotify websites. Just pull up that app on your phone and type in LOTL, The Zone. Subscribe. Make sure you never miss any interview. My goodness. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Follow us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio. And last but certainly not least, Lord have mercy, on Facebook. That's at Facebook.com/LOTL Radio. So it's definitely been a beautiful experience on a kind of rainy but overcast Thursday afternoon, less than 48 hours away before the weekend. Again, without you, there's no zone and no teddy bears. I want to thank you for vibing with me so early this morning. Like Linus's blanket, keep you comfy, cozy, and safe and sound like I always do. In the meantime, I want everyone to have a fantastic evening. Take care of yourself. One, love one another. Do we meet again here in the zone? Hello, T.
I'm just trying to hold on to my woman, to my life. I got a woman, satisfied my every need. She's got a formula, guaranteed to please. You know what? That was once a time when I ran the street and trying to sweep all the girls off the street. Well, that kind of candle, it only destroyed. And that's why I had no desire to paint the town with the boys. I stay home. I'm just trying to hold on, hold on, hold on to my. Confidence in me, I don't dare misuse. If I get to earth to go, she may not know where I'm going. When I don't stay out late, and when I come in, she knows where I've been. In my life, she's given me, I can never repay. I can only hope,
only hope,
only hope,
only hope
that she let me,
let me,
let me,
let me,
I say let me,
let me
serve her for the rest of her days.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.